Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
I want to talk about this. Google is part of all our everyday lives. But I have to ask you, do you ever wonder who does those cool little pictures on the front page of the search engine every single day? Who does them? Why do they bother? Why does it happen? Well, Matthew Cruikshank is the art lead at Google, and he's over in Dublin at the moment, and he's all the answers, apparently.
Well, some of the answers. I'll try my best.
So what are you doing in Dublin, first of all?
So we came here because we wanted to celebrate 20 years of the office in Ireland. We had a little competition with kids all around Ireland. So out of 250 participants, 20 lucky kids came and showed me their final doodles of what Ireland's going to look like in 20 years' time via those six letters.
Wow. How old were these kids?
They were a mixture between 8 and 12. I have to say that the island's in good hands for the future. You're going to have
a mess of it at the moment. But in the future, we'll be okay.
Guess what? In the future, you're going to be visited by a lot of aliens. There'll be a lot of solar-paneled flying cars.
Deadly.
There's some great stuff to look forward to.
Okay, I'm into that. Well, they know what they're doing. Okay, can I ask you, how many doodles have Google put out there since it all started?
I think we're probably up to past the 5,000 mark now since it began. So we're also producing sort of over 400 a year, more than there are days of the week, basically.
Okay. So you don't change them on a daily basis. I asked you this off air. It's like maybe nearly every day.
Nearly every day, yes. Okay. It's just that you'll see them depending on which country you're in. So we'll do something for Ireland, but we might do something for the Philippines. So possibly you won't get to see those. But yeah, we're producing a lot of them.
I always notice the St. Patrick's Day doodly one.
That's a special one.
It is a special one. Now, are you telling me Ireland are the only people that see that one, or does that go global?
Well, the thing is, St. Patrick's Day is such a huge event that actually a lot more countries have opted in for that as well. So you'll get to, that's almost like a global doodle. So yeah, that's a really big one.
Have you ever run out of ideas? I mean, is that why you're here?
I'm here for your ideas.
To steal the children's ideas.
And your listeners' ideas.
You're doing it so long and there's a lot of pressure, Matthew, you know, coming up with those doodles.
I know. Yeah, no, it's really interesting because each project changes depending on if we're celebrating a different person. So luckily there's a big pool of talent there that we can choose from to celebrate sort of human achievement.
Okay. The doodles can be pictures, they can be animations, even videos, which is crazy. Do you have a favourite?
Oh, I've been very lucky to meet Jane Goodall for an Earth Day project that we did. So she managed to talk about her life and then I was able to animate and bring that to life. I also did an amazing thing recently with Stephen Hawking. Again, we managed to get his audio and some of his quotes and we were able to celebrate his birthday. But I think another fun one was Doctor Who, where we got to work with all the original sort of sound effects and create a game in which the Daleks steal the Google letters and it's up to you to get them back.
Amazing. What a cool job you have.
It is fun.
It's pretty cool. I mean, how did you get into this? How did it all start for you?
I remember just posting my work online with a blog back in 2007. And I'd actually been to San Francisco to do some sketches. And one of the artists reached out to me and said, I see you've been in San Francisco doing some drawings. Would you consider coming over for a little bit longer? So that's when I realized that I had an interview, which I wasn't really know about. So, yeah, but always kept drawing even when I was a little kid, getting in trouble in class. Mm-hmm. So doodling has turned out to be my career.
Isn't that crazy? Were you academic in school then, or were you more arty and, I mean, how was school for you?
I was okay. I mean, I was just drawing in every class, so I shouldn't really been drawing during
economics.
I'd say your
copy books were a state.
Absolute
of
nightmare.
Of brilliance, but like, I mean, because we all do it, don't we? We all kind of, I find myself, you know, even when I'm sitting here listening to songs, I always do a bit of doodling. I mean, everybody has it in them to doodle away.
I was telling the kids this week, it's like we were drawing before we could speak. So we were having amazing cave paintings and ways that we were trying to educate people about our lives. And yeah, it's always just been like a muscle action to draw.
And Matthew, is it true that the Google doodle, it all began as an out of office? Is that how it all started?
That's exactly it. Yeah, there's a sort of event called Burning Man in America.
Oh, we know.
Yes. Okay. So Larry and Sergey, I think, wanted to just put down the tools and go out and have some fun. And they left an out of office. And that was really popular. And then from then on, they realized, well, there's other things that we could celebrate here, other events, you know, a mixture of education and sometimes entertainment as mm-hmm. well.
Okay, cool. And you mentioned, obviously, you're in Ireland this week to teach kids a bit about doodling. So what are your tips or what would you say to any young budding doodlers out there?
So one of the things we did, which I love and adore, is to take a book, a flip book, and practice your animation. So we did some bouncing balls with the kids, and it literally was only 18 drawings, and literally they were incredible. They brought their drawings to life, which is the most important thing to do. It's like animation's so powerful. So what we do on the homepage is that sometimes we draw, but a lot of the time we're looking to bring it to life with animation. So studying animation was amazing, and then one of the biggest takeaways was to always keep a sketchbook with you, so that make it fused to your hand, mm-hmm. and always have a pencil. And it's your way of recording, it's your way of looking at the world, and you don't have to show it to anyone. It's a very personal thing. But always spending the time to just stop and look and study the world around you is a really beautiful thing.
And finally, can punters listening today pitch their own doodles?
I've run out of ideas, so please definitely do that. So we have a website, Google Doodles.
Oh, you do?
We do,
Google
strangely
Doodles.
Enough. I know. And if you go there, you can actually see about us in this top left-hand corner, and then you're able to propose any of your ideas of any amazing Irish people or events and things like that that you think would make a great celebration of a doodle. Then hopefully we would do our best to sort of make that come true.
Okay. So is your time coming to an end in Ireland now? Are you off?
No, luckily I have another week and a half now to sort of drive around and paint, and I really want to sort of take in all the magic of this incredible island.
Well, listen, thanks for popping into the studio for the chat, Matthew. An absolute pleasure.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.